And when the war ended, I'll never forget, I was in Germany, in Ulm, a town called Ulm. U-L-M.
Ulm, yeah.
We say Ulm, but the Germans say Ulm, but they have to know, the Germans. And I was at a clear blue sky when the last speaker came. He says, "The war has ended, the war has ended." Here I am in a foxhole talking to one of my buddies. "The war has ended." What the hell did they say? "Pat, the war has ended." You see the soldiers out there going crazy. The guys are shooting each other by mistake.
Really?
GIs, yes, they were shooting themselves from the excitement. They try to tell everybody, "Calm down, be careful." I went into the foxhole, and "The war is up, the war is up." I was, "The war is up." I mean, I was crying in the foxhole from joy. I couldn't believe it. From the time I was there, I was home in 1 week. To the time of that foxhole, I couldn't believe it. It was the following morning. They call formation outside the court. This is the following names, please step forward. Your name is called. We didn't know why, you know. All of a sudden, finally, PFC Passy Giacci. I step forward like that. Ba 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 ba. Finally. Okay, the other guys dismissed. Okay. Okay, you guys, the captain, you guys are all getting ready. You're going home. Boom. One guy passes out from the excitement. One guy, I can't believe it. Wow, I think I was 21 years old then.
What about you didn't think they were going to send you to Japan?
No, I didn't think that. Maybe there was a possibility. So you're thinking that. I didn't think, I couldn't believe it.
Other people.
Yes, a lot of them did go. Dr. Eckstein went, I think, did he?
I don't know.
Anyway, I was a girl. I didn't think of it that way. I thought of it going home. So all of a sudden, it was the following morning, a clear blue sky. Close up your foxholes, cover it like that. I can't believe it. Something's up. But I wasn't thinking of Japan, being that you met. I'm like trying to come. But I just got something's up. What are they going to do with something's up? Before you know it, Holy Kelly put us on trucks, the big army trucks.
Yeah.
They load you up in there, close the back door, and the driver takes off. And he's going for miles and miles and miles. Before you're riding almost the whole day. You ride from one part of Germany where we was to another part. You bivouac.
Uh-huh.
You set up and everything else. Bang on. Following morning, 6 o'clock, you get up, take your tent down, everything else, get you ready, they give you coffee, they get you the breakfast, whatever they gave you, in the midst, couple of everything else. Boom, you start the travel. Before you know, we're deep into France. Before you know, another couple of days, we're in Le Havre.
Uh-huh.
And there's the big Liberty ships waiting. But before all that, they had to give you an inspection of the Peter Parade Fair, because a lot of guys caught venereal disease.
Uh-huh.
And if you had a venereal disease, they took you out of line.
Really?
Yeah, they took you out of line, they put you in a hospital,
uh-huh.
They cured you, then they would send you home.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of guys were pulled out.
Who had syphilis,
yeah. You know, everything else, a lot of soldiers, over there. Oh, but they taught them how to prophylactic, but a lot of guys were stupid, they got drunk, I'm on a Liberty ship coming home. I can't believe it. All of a sudden, we're on a Liberty ship, and it's about almost a week of time. And then following the following day, we should be in tomorrow's house. Thank God, I can't believe it. I'm on a Liberty ship, crowded everything. All of a sudden, it says, "Well, here it is, boys." Comes around the big bed, the big Liberty ship coming. You're coming like this here. All of a sudden, it says, "You guys want to see it? Go up on the top deck. You can see it. What is it? We're hitting Newport News, Rhode Island. Newport News, Rhode Island." And you look as you're coming, you can't believe it's the United States. And there's a big sign. Facing the ocean, big sign, light, it says, "Welcome home, boys, well done." I'm on the deck now, I'm crying, I can't believe it. All of a sudden, you start to line up. I said, "Pat, be careful to myself, Pat, be careful now. You went through the whole war, don't get killed, don't fall off the ship or get hurt." I said, "Careful, careful." Roll up, all of a sudden, they call your name, you step down. So when I got off the plank, I couldn't believe it. I did what they all do. I kissed the ground, I cried, and everything else. So then, all the guys from Jersey, you line up on one side, you go to Fort Mammoth, from way over there. All the guys from another state, wherever you are, you go to your neighbors, you know, where you got inducted, something like that. So I went from there, I went to Fort Mammoth, New Jersey. So then, I'm at Fort Mammoth, New Jersey, the following morning, we had to go to a big, big church. They had the organist up there. Now, I'm older than you, but they're playing a couple of songs that I like in my days. And the organist was playing, "My Wonderful World, la da 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 da." They said, "When your name is called, step up, salute the officer that's giving you your discharge paper, make a turn, go back, you're discharged from the army." Finally, Patsy, PFC Patsy DeGhiacci. PFC Patsy DeGhiacci. Guys go, "Hey, thank you. Oh, yeah. I'm sick, I'm not trying to do it." I go up there, nervous. Gives me the paper. I walk back there playing that song. I get out there. "You don't go back and sit down. Get the hell out of there. You're discharged. You can't believe it. I'm outside. I got the paper like this. I look at the guys. I see an officer go by. He's a sir. He's a soldier. He says, you're not a soldier anymore. I'm sorry, sir. That's okay. That's okay. Like that. I don't know. So all of a sudden, I stood there. I looked around. I was the only guy that was coming towards Hackensack. So it was a Fort Mammoth. They told me what to do, where to get the boat. I mean, where to get the next bus to go from Fort Mammoth to Newark. Then from Newark to Hostel. I took the second bus, and I'm on it. And I'm on there. It took a couple of hours. I can't believe it. I get into all Penn Station, Newark. Penn Station, I remember that when I was a kid. Penn Station in Newark. Also, I get off. I think, what am I going to do? I got my wallet. I go for a telephone booth. There wasn't one booth. There was a million guys there. My time came when it was my line. I took out the wallet. Now, I didn't know my phone number. Because when I left, it was 3 years before that. I didn't know. So I opened it up like this here. And I had my mustering out pay. They gave me $300 when I got discharged. Plus, I had another $200. Now, that's 1945. Yeah. That's a lot of money. So I went like this. Now, by that time, I'm nervous. I'm nervous. All of a sudden, hello, who am I speaking to? You're speaking to Nellie. Now, Nellie's one of my sisters. Nellie, please now, don't get excited. This is your brother, Patsy. Who? Patsy, who? She drops the phone. She passed out. Jay picks up the phone. My oldest sister picks up the phone and says, who's this? Jay, please, it's your brother, Patsy. I says, please, wait a minute. Jay, don't get excited. I'm in Newark, New Jersey. Oh, my gosh! Everyone says somebody, no, I'm coming home. I'll take care of that. I'm coming home. Okay, Patsy, please be careful. Oh my gosh. All of a sudden, I left. I couldn't believe it. I left the wallet there. This is the God's honest truth. I left the wallet there. I left the wallet there. I had to change in my pocket here. I had enough. I had a couple of bills. I got on the bus. I took the bus from Newark, New Jersey to Hackensack. Then from Hackensack on Main Street, I took a taxi cab from Hackensack to West Street, where I lived. But before that, as I'm coming around the corner, they got the thing lit up for me in front of my house. Welcome home, Patsy. All my neighbors are waiting for me. All my Italian neighbors, they're all waiting for me. I get out of there, and they're grabbing me. My mother's trying to grab me. My father was dead. My mother's trying to grab me. My sisters were there. The neighbors were there across the street, the Del Lorenzo, this part, that. Oh, Patsy, it's good to see everything else. Who's pulling me? After about 2 hours, some of the neighbors dispersed. We go inside. We start talking. Then Jason, she's probably, you got any pictures? I got one or two pictures. Jay, what?
Oh, no.
My wallet, what? I left it in Newark, New Jersey. Oh, my God. How much is it? 500. 500. Then it was like 5,000. We call up Newark. They said, would you please come on down? We called. But we thought it was gone. $500 cash inside of a telephone booth.
Yeah.
We get down to Newark. We go to where I had to go. Where I made the phone call from. Like that. Behind the counter. This couple of cops there, security or something else. He says, well, he says, soldier, he says, we get this every day. He says, you're going to have to give us some real good details. Everybody tells, well, black wallet, brown wallet, something like that. He says, tell us what you can. What's in your wallet? I says, well, so I got a couple of this, a couple of that. The guys just check like that. Keep on going. The other guy's writing this down. So now when they kept asking me questions, what else is in there? I says, okay. I've got it. I says, okay, now look. There was a picture of my girlfriend then. There was a picture. I says, okay, this should be the client. It is. Take your time now. I was always excited. Take your time. He says, okay, you'll see a picture of my girlfriend. A long Italian girl with long black hair. I says, she's got a dress on. And I bought her this dress. And this dress has got a little parrot over here. An emblem of a little parrot. That did the trick. Bang! And he gave me the wallet with the money in it and everything else.
I'll be
fine. I says, Sarah says, who returned this for me? He says, a little old lady. She says, some poor little bugger left his wallet in there with all his money. Please see that he gets it. I says, I can't give it. She says, you can't give it nothing. She says, she don't want no reward. She says, just take care of yourself, she says.